You are listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. I am Dan Keller, and this show was first aired September 6th, 2023. Through the afternoon on Saturday, September 9th, the Green Party of Ontario will be hosting a Green Fest at their office in the Kitchener Centre riding that they say will feature music, food, a group bike parade, and a bouncy castle. The event follows a summer of campaigning for local Green Party candidate Aisling Clancy ahead of a by-election to be held in January of 2024 to fill the seat vacated by NDP MPP Laura May Lindo. GreenFest is also a direct response to the FordFest event PC Premier Doug Ford is hosting in the evening on September 8th at Binghamton's in Kitchener. Of FordFest and the local Conservative campaign, Clancy told CKMS News, "There are a lot of parts of the campaign that are missing that I don't think any amount of hot dogs and text messages can offset." There is currently no candidate for the Conservative Party in the aforementioned by-election, while the NDP are running Debbie Chapman and the Liberal Party is represented by Kelly Stice. All of the parties have been calling for accountability from the Conservative Party over the growing Greenbelt scandal, which has now led to the resignation of the Minister of Municipal Affairs and Housing, Steve Clark, along with his assistant. Candidate Clancy and the Green Party had called for Clark's resignation in an August 30th statement, also saying, quote, "The report from Integrity Commissioner David J. Wake confirms that the minister contravened the Members Integrity Act when he failed to oversee the process by which Greenbelt lands were selected for development. Minister Clark was responsible for the corrupt process that allowed a handful of wealthy, well-connected insiders to make $8.3 billion on the removal of their lands from the Greenbelt," unquote. Previous to the 2018 election, Doug Ford repeatedly promised he would not develop housing on the Greenbelt. Now, with the Auditor General's report, the Integrity Commissioner's report, an RCMP investigation, and now calls for a public inquiry, keeping that promise may be forced upon the beleaguered Premier. On September 5th, Ford announced the lands that were removed from the Greenbelt will be re-reviewed in a process under new Housing Minister Paul Calandra. CKMS News spoke with Kitchener Centre Green Party candidate Aisling Clancy about GreenFest, FordFest, and a bit about the Greenbelt fiasco. And here is that interview. Doug Ford is hosting FordFest in Kitchener at Binghamton's this Friday, and the local Green Party has decided to throw GreenFest. Could you tell us a little bit about it and why you decided to do this?
Well, as a political party, you know, we always want to show that we're building community. So we've had a variety of events over the course of the many months. We started our campaign in May. I was nominated early May. We knock on every door and then again. So, you know, we just want to be the yin to the yang of the Ford Fest and create energy, you know, bring people in to show them what our campaign is all about, you know, get people involved. I think people find these days when there's so much with the word crisis at the end of it, you know, housing crisis, opioid crisis, climate crisis, you know, folks are looking for an antidote. And I believe that our campaign is just that. You know, we bring people together with shared values, hope for the future, and GreenFest is about building that community, inviting people in to learn more about what we're about, celebrate, and create an inclusive space.
I noticed there is a bike parade going on. Why are you including bike parades?
I think they're fun. I love biking, and I think a lot of folks do. So what better way to celebrate, you know, sustainable transportation, community, then decorating your bike, getting on your bike and joining folks. For many, it could be their first time being in a bike rally or a bike parade. So, you know, I like to put fun into politics. You know, I know politics can be quite serious and quite concerning at times, you know, but, you know, there's lots of folks in the community, lots of ways to celebrate, and bikes are just one of the many ways which we want people to join us, celebrate, and create some visibility in the community about, you know, the joys of politics.
With FordFest, there's a few things locally. I'm not sure if you're aware of the number of residents that got texts from FordFest. Is the Green Party has any comment or any discussion or analysis around that?
The Ford government They have some tools in their toolbox that they use to get their word out. You know, there was a poll done to say, would you vote PC if the mayor was a candidate? You know, and so there's lots of kind of games and marketing strategies that they use. We believe that by showing up at your door and listening to you, that's our number one campaign strategy. You know, they don't have a candidate yet. You know, it says a lot about the effort they put in meeting and listening to voters, right? They won't knock on your door. I can almost assure you. So we, our main way to connect with people is to show up, to work hard. We cover the whole city. You know, Ford is going to do what Ford does and, you know, create, I mean, they're creating space for people to come and that's great, but I don't know who their candidate is. I don't know what their platform is right now. I don't know where their office is. So there's lots of parts to the campaign that are missing that I don't think any amount of hot dogs and text messages is really going to offset.
Ford Fest is happening right now as Ministry of Housing has just resigned, as aid resigned after this, after the Auditor General's report. Is Ford Fest being used as a distraction to this growing scandal around the Greenbelt lands?
You know, I think they want distractions. You know, I don't think they anticipated maybe. I think they thought it would die down, but I think they underestimate what this means to people, you know, and I think they keep on pursuing, like they haven't put the lands back. Like that's the number one. Like if you make a mess, clean it up, you know, and cleaning it up means putting it back. The people have spoken that they want the land returned to the Greenbelt. And I think we want an inquiry, a further inquiry into, you know, the legal dealings. This feels like insider trading, you know, but I think we want, the Greens are calling for the land to be put back. The Greens are calling for a proper investigation. You know, more and more layers are coming to light, even in 1 week. So I think they want to create positive energy. They want to create a positive spin. They want to distract from the scandal and the damage control, right? But I don't think people are so easily swayed, you know. I'm sure some folks will go, some folks will have fun, and some folks will continue to support the PCs. But we are hearing at the doors, even from longtime conservative voters, that they feel lied to, that trust has been broken, and they want accountability. And I don't think the hot dogs are going to change that.
Do you think accountability, as Doug Ford has said, if the buck stops at him, do you think he should resign?
I think he should. Whether that will happen or not is obviously in the air. I think we'll need to continue to push for this investigation, because I don't think otherwise the truth won't come to light and accountability won't be had. As long as these lands can be developed, you know, then there's been no lessons learned. You know, I don't believe that we've gone far enough in terms of restoring trust and rectifying the mistakes made, as said, or this poor corrupt process, right?
Anything you wanted to add on Greenfest on Saturday?
Yeah, I know everybody has a lot going on in their lives. I know folks are busy and that politics seems overwhelming or boring or uninteresting, but this is a really, really important time for people to get out and vote and get involved. You know, we only have one climate. We only have one planet. You know, this is the future of housing for young people, for seniors. And so I really hope people try to get involved and see how that feels, see what works for them. There's lots of ways people can participate in the campaign. And so I hope that they we'll give it a shot, you know, because I think we're at a really important time in history. And I think it'll be nice to be part of the right side of that history.
You were listening to an interview with Kitchener City Councillor and Kitchener Centre Green Party candidate Aisling Clancy, discussing the upcoming Green Fest, Doug Ford's Ford Fest, and what accountability would look like regarding the Greenbelt scandal. This is Dan Keller for CKMS News on 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. Thank you for tuning in.
This program is part of the Local Journalism Initiative and is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, Heritage Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom. Check out the archived versions of this program on radiowaterloo.ca/news and listen to all the LJI content at canada-info.ca. If you want to get in touch with comments or ideas about stories to cover, email us at news@radiowaterloo.ca.